I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Keegan Mathison, MLB.com, covers the Blue Jays. Good morning, Keegan. How's everything?
Doing well, guys. Good morning.
The proposition of the Toronto Blue Jays playing here in our hometown, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at PNC Park. Where do you put that? Can you give us the latest on what you're hearing?
Yeah, the Blue Jays are looking at a lot of options right now, and this has been a messy situation for them, guys. They've at least picked a country to play in at this point. They were hoping for Toronto for a while, and they were denied that approval by the Canadian government, so now they're pivoting and looking at a lot of options, but it sounds like something like they're looking at in Pittsburgh at PNC could be where they end up going. Another strong option for them would be their AAA park in Buffalo, but their preference, and definitely the preference of the players, is to be in a major league park, just to limit the disadvantage. Now, of course, there's going to be scheduling overlaps and a few things they would need to work through, but the team is certainly encouraged by the Pirates' support. You know, the statement that came out yesterday, everybody would love to play at PNC. That's a park that everyone loves to go to, so that helps as well. But fitting in that sort of hybrid model where the Blue Jays are sharing a ballpark, and whether they get all 30 home games there, we'll see, or if it's 25 and they need to find another home for the other five. But a lot up in the air for the Blue Jays right now. It's not an ideal situation, but they're in a position where they could use some help, frankly. And I think that's, you know, looking at other clubs like the Pirates, that's encouraging for them.
Keegan, I mean, you mentioned some of the reasons Buffalo does not make sense. We've heard a lot of talk about the lights there, maybe even the facilities there, and Dunedin, it may be the same thing. It's a minor league. It's a Florida State League, even though it's a spring training facility, a Florida State League facility. So what else has gone into Pittsburgh being the place, aside from the fact that it's a pretty ballpark with a nice backdrop, and when do they need to make this decision?
Now, they don't have a drop-dead date. They don't have a hard deadline, but the urgency's there. It has to be. You know, opening day's in a few days, and the Blue Jays have their home opener just 5 days after that against the Washington Nationals. So this has to happen fast, because they also can't just snap their fingers and say, hey, we're coming. You know, they need to prepare some things. There needs to be space, and the appeal of being somewhere like PNC is having that space. You know, that's why they wanted to stay here in Toronto, because Rogers Centre, you know, although it's not a great beauty or a national pride, it's at least big. There's space to have guys moved apart from one another, different clubhouses. So that would be what they're going to look at a place like PNC or another major league park. How can we keep these players spaced out? That's going to be a number one concern. How can it be done safely with different weight rooms? And when you're looking at that, how can they do it without overlapping with the Pirates, because you are adding another team, another set of staff members to that building, which does increase the risk. So how can you do it safely? But a lot of this is just physical space. That's an issue with an option like Buffalo. Do you have to use the concourse? Do you have to build another dugout up into the stands? Are you using suites for players to get ready in? It's a reimagining of space is what Mark Shapiro, the club president, called it. And That takes a lot of work. So if they can find a building like PNC where the space is there and the actual infrastructure is there, you know, that's the big issue, is having the weight rooms, the clubhouses that are big enough. I think that's what the Jays are targeting. You know, beyond, you know, of course, health and safety is their number one priority, but once they get that checked off, they need space, just plain old space.
Keegan Mathison, MLB.com, covers the Blue Jays, talking to us here on the Fan Morning Show. Text us anytime you like. Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Keegan, something I was thinking about just as you were talking there about space and about infrastructure. How much do you think that the rights holders will have a say in this, considering that PNC Park's a big league park and it's already wired for television and for radio and for things like that where the other parks wouldn't be?
That is a factor, because broadcasts, they would prefer it looks nice. You know, going to a ballpark like Salem Field in Buffalo, that's a great ballpark. Just a nice, classic, simple minor league park. But it's you'd obviously prefer to have a major league backdrop, certainly one that is set up for major league broadcasts, which are far more intricate than anything you see in the minor leagues or at one of those stadiums. And also, when we get into talking about whether scheduling changes are needed, guys, if I'm a rights holder and you suddenly tell me that a few primetime games are moving to 1 o'clock because the Pirates play that night, maybe that's tough too. So it's the reality. I'm not sure how much they'll have the ability to put their foot in the ground and say no. This is still going to be driven by the Blue Jays, by the league, and by the MLBPA. But that is a real factor, and I think it's changing quickly on them. But they would certainly, even just from a backdrop standpoint, but you're right, wiring the stadium, having it set up for broadcasts, it's much easier for everybody involved to be in a big league park.
Keegan Mathison covers the Blue Jays for MLB.com. He's with us here on the Fan Morning Show talking about the Jays possibly using PNC Park as their home stadium this season. Keegan, in your discussions with the players, if you've had any over the last 24 to 48 hours, what's their position on whether it's Buffalo, Pittsburgh, wherever it ends up being, their position on basically being on the road for 2 months?
It's something that they've kind of accepted a bit more now. Earlier in summer camp, guys, when camp opened here in Toronto a couple of weeks ago, you know, there were a couple of instances that, you know, Travis Shaw had some tweets at one point, Randall Grichuk, just about the quarantine that the Blue Jays have been operating under here. Because even to have summer camp in Toronto, the Blue Jays have had to stay at the hotel attached to the ballpark, and they have not been able to leave the ballpark. And it's interesting to talk to different types of players, because if you're a veteran who's been in this league for 8 or 10 years and made your money and lived that lifestyle, maybe that's not quite as enjoyable. But the Blue Jays are a young team, so when you talk to a lot of these guys who are 19 or 21, 24, they still remember that minor league lifestyle, and this is pretty good compared to it. So I think the Jays are lucky that they have a young team and the right guys in that clubhouse. But at this point, I think they've realized, hey, this is bigger than us. This is going to be how it has to happen. So how are they going to rally around that? Are they going to turn it into some sort of underdog motivation? We'll see. But I think there's been an acceptance the last few days where they can at least all say, this isn't ideal, this isn't what we want, but we understand why we can't play in Canada, and we see why this is happening.
How long out did you see, you from a journalistic standpoint, did you see this coming down the road? Did this surprise you? Did you anticipate this happening? Where did you stand on this and the other guys on the beat?
I think looking at the decision from the Canadian government, since the Blue Jays were allowed to train and do summer camp in Toronto, there was optimism that they'd be allowed to stay here. But this was always a federal decision. You know, the Blue Jays had the support of the province and the city, but all that mattered was federal, because that's the border, and that was the issue all along. And even just for context here, guys, in the province of Ontario, we're looking at about 15 million people, I think is just a bit bigger than Pennsylvania, and about 100 to 150 new cases each day. So still not great, but better than it is in a lot of larger markets. So that was a huge factor, you know, the federal government trying to keep that where it is and not add any more risks to it. So I think over the last few days leading up to the decision, you saw it starting to tilt that way. And the Blue Jays, I think certainly their understanding of that shifted at the same time. But throughout it, guys, it's also something there's not a blueprint for. You know, this is the first and hopefully last time that I'm covering federal governments and borders and the Blue Jays trying to find a home on, what are we, July 21st. It's our strange times, but it changed very quickly, and I think for everyone involved, that includes the government and the Blue Jays, it's something they're doing for the first time, and that adds a lot of difficulties.
What I guess this is a question more from a fan standpoint, Keegan, but do the Blue Jays, would they just treat this like, hey, we're in Pittsburgh, we're playing our games here, or and that's that, we're simply using the facility? Or would they, I mean, I don't know how you ingratiate yourself to a populace when you're in the midst of a pandemic. It's not like you can go out and do signings or public appearances. Would there be any use of Pittsburgh, the city, other than, hey, we're just using the ballpark and the hotel we're staying at?
Yeah, right now it sounds likely that they would be really constricted to that hotel and ballpark type of footprint. That's what it's been here in Toronto. The players have not been allowed to leave what they call the footprint of Rogers Centre. So everything is food delivery. You're not allowed to step off the grounds. And there were some very large penalties, both a fine and potential jail time, as a consequence if they did leave that footprint here in Toronto. So I think the Blue Jays are going to be as careful as humanly possible. They're trying to limit their travel during the season to be as quick and efficient as possible. So if they are based in Pittsburgh, that's also them being conscious of the fact that they're traveling to Tampa. They're traveling to Miami. They're traveling to New York, a couple of places that are hotspots or have been hotspots. So I think when they're in Pittsburgh, as much as they would love to be thanking the community or out doing some events, I think maybe the best way they could do that is to stay safe and quarantined and not be interacting too much with the general public as they're moving across the United States and potentially being exposed.
Last thing for you before we let you go. I see in your bio that you're from Nova Scotia. How bonkers of a world is it that you potentially could be in Pittsburgh, Sidney Crosby could be in Toronto, it's the 1st of August, and you're involved in a baseball playoff, he's involved in a hockey playoff, and the world is all screwed up?
I had not thought of that, the Crosby connection. He's brought a lot more pride to the homeland than I have, so yeah, I'll let him take care of that part. But that's a funny one to think of. There's a lot of... when I go home, there's a lot of Pittsburgh Penguins jerseys back there. The Pirates ones haven't quite made it yet, but maybe they'll start to trickle in.
Keegan, we thank you so very much. Perhaps you'll be in our fair city more than probably you'd ever planned on, or at least have a focus on it in the very near future. We thank you. We'll talk again soon. We appreciate it.
Anytime at all, guys. You take care.
All right, Keegan Matheson, MLB.com, covers the Blue Jays and does a great job. And as we were talking to him, I mean, breaking news, as we were talking to Keegan, Bob Nightingale tweeted, the Toronto Blue Jays still are weighing their options to play their home games this season, but gorgeous PNC Park in Pittsburgh has emerged as the clear frontrunner. An official decision could be made as early as today. So that's Bob Nightingale tweeting that out. So there we are as we move along.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.